Good morning, traders. Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Thursday, December 18th, 2025. I'm seeing a lot of green on the screens this morning. Did the tech sector just wake up on the right side of the bed?
It certainly looks that way. After yesterday's ugly session, where the S&P 500 actually closed below its 50-day moving average, we are seeing a serious bounce. NASDAQ futures are up nearly 200 points. The market was desperate for some good news, and it got a massive delivery from the semiconductor space.
You're talking about Micron, right? I saw that print. It looked like a monster beat.
Oh, absolutely. Micron is the hero of the day. They smashed earnings per share expectations by 82 cents and beat on revenue. But the real kicker? Cloud memory revenue is up 99% year over year. The stock is trading up double digits in the pre-market.
That is huge, especially after that Oracle drama yesterday. You know, with Blue Owl pulling out of that data center deal, it felt like the whole AI infrastructure trade was shaking.
Exactly. That Oracle news really spooked the market yesterday, making people wonder if the AI capex spending was drying up. Micron just walked in and said, "Not so fast." It's restored a lot of enthusiasm for the AI trade overnight. We're seeing Nvidia, AMD, and the other mega caps lifting off this news.
So tech is back in the driver's seat, but we have a massive hurdle coming up at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, don't we? The CPI report.
We do. The November Consumer Price Index. The consensus is looking for a 0.3% increase. Remember, the market is hypersensitive to inflation right now because of what President Trump said about appointing a Fed chair who believes in lower rates. If this number comes in hot, it complicates that narrative. If it's cool, this rally could really have legs.
Right, the data is going to be the gatekeeper today. Let's look at some individual movers. I see Lululemon is stretching higher.
Yeah, Lululemon is popping about 8%. The Wall Street Journal reported that Elliott Investment Management has built a $1 billion stake. You know the drill. Activist investor gets involved, traders expect changes or a shakeup, and the stock runs. It's a classic setup.
And what about this DJT news? Trump Media merging with a fusion energy company?
This is the wild card of the morning. DJT is up nearly 29%. They announced an all-stock merger with TAE Technologies, a fusion power company valued at over $6 billion. It's a complete pivot from media to energy, and the retail crowd is eating it up.
Fusion energy. Incredible. Okay, let's look under the hood. The headlines are bullish, but what are the internals telling us?
Here is where I need to be the buzzkill. Despite the gap up, the underlying breadth is actually bearish. Our proprietary indicators are showing significantly more selling pressure than buying pressure over the last few days. We have about 150 stocks showing accumulation versus 560 showing distribution.
So don't get too comfortable just because the futures are green?
Precisely. The S&P 500 has resistance right around 675 to 676. If we can't break and hold above that, this could just be a dead cat bounce. Also, keep an eye on the energy sector. It's been bucking the trend and showing relative strength, unlike consumer discretionary, which is looking weak.
Got it. So energy is a bright spot. Consumer discretionary is lagging. Before we wrap, any other policy news moving the needle?
One quick one. Reports are out that President Trump will sign an order today to reclassify marijuana to Schedule 3. That's lighting a fire under the cannabis stocks this morning. It's a regulatory play, so expect volatility there.
All right. So the game plan. Watch the CPI print at 8:30. Keep an eye on that S&P resistance at 676. And don't chase the AI rally blindly without volume confirmation.
That is the play. And watch out for volatility in the first 30 minutes. It's going to be choppy.
Excellent stuff. Keep your stops tight and manage your risk out there. Thanks for tuning in to the Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to break it all down again. Good luck trading.